This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Cancer death rates are dropping a lot faster now, by 2% a year between the years 2002 and 2004. A 2% drop doesn't sound big, but previously the death rate was dropping just about 1% a year. The statistics come from an annual study put out by the government and the American Cancer Society. Dr. Larry Norton is a breast cancer expert at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, and he joins us now. And Dr. Norton, why the big change? Why the 2% drop now?
Well, it's a very exciting change, actually, because it shows that the system is working. Earlier diagnosis, better therapy, prevention strategies really are having an impact. But not across the board. I mean, clearly, if you look at national statistics, you're averaging everybody together, but there are some problem areas that really do stand out.
And those problem areas are?
Well, Native Americans, for one, on the mainland and also in Alaska, are not benefiting as the rest of the population is benefiting. This was a particularly targeted group for study, this particular report. And the issues are the issues that we know about. Smoking cessation has not had an impact in that group as much, and also access to care is a big issue, and it's a big issue throughout the whole United States.
So causing the drop, again, is better screening and better treatments. Better screening for which cancers in particular?
Well, colon cancer is one of the great victory areas if we can get people to get the colonoscopies they're supposed to get. Because colonoscopy will find polyps in the colon before they turn into cancer and are extremely effective at preventing colon cancer if people would get their screening colonoscopies. That's a very, very big factor.
And what do you advise, once a year after the age?
It's every 5 years, but the first one should be at age 50 for most people. Sometimes we advise it earlier, depending upon family history and other factors. It depends upon the individual circumstances, but certainly you should start at age 50.
What about breast cancer? You're a breast cancer expert. That
sure.
Disease sure gets a lot of attention. Are death rates dropping there?
Well, let's talk about a lot of attention second, but I'll talk about the death rate factor. Yes, indeed, it is dropping, and there it's across the board changes, improvements in screening, improvements in management, earlier diagnosis, and better therapies, and it's all working. It works together as a package. Mammograms really do work. They're not perfect tests, but they absolutely help. And for several years, we peaked at about 60% of people who should be getting mammograms actually getting them. But actually, that's gone down by a few percentage points, and that's of great concern to us because mammograms do save lives.
And what's your advice there?
Well, we generally start at age 40, and we advise a yearly mammogram. And sometimes we add magnetic resonance imaging or MRI of the breast for people who are at higher risk, and you're doctor can advise you on that, or 10 years younger than your youngest first-degree relative. That is, if your mother or sister had breast cancer, you should start either at 40 or 10 years before they got their breast cancer, but not younger than 25. So we have actually very good guidelines on that. The big problem is not the guidelines. The big problem is that a high percentage of Americans are not getting their mammograms.
Now, lung cancer, is that still the number one cancer killer? And if so, why, given the fact that so many people have quit smoking and a lot of people are not taking it up?
Well, obviously not enough. It has dropped in men. Smoking cessation is working in men, although men are still smoking and we still are seeing lung cancer. And we're seeing it earlier and earlier than ever before because people were starting to smoke earlier. It used to be that people would start when they were adults, and now they're starting as teenagers, and therefore they're getting their lung cancer that much earlier. But we're not seeing a drop in lung cancer deaths in women. And the reason for that is that women started smoking historically later than men, but also gave it up less readily than men. And we have an epidemic of smoking in very young women now, high school, college-aged women. And that is of enormous concern. It shows, really, if you look at what's happened in men, that smoking cessation does work, does decrease lung cancer deaths. Smoking causes lung cancer, but that the message is obviously not getting across to the young women, and we still have a big health problem there.
Dr. Larry Norton of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.